from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for December 17, 2013. Monday, I asked Dr. Jason Woodward, AgriLife Extension plant pathologist and statewide peanut specialist in Lubbock, about this year's crop. Jason said he's expecting total acres to be about 120,000 to 125,000 acres, with about average yields.
Well, starting off, it was what I thought was geared to be above average, and overall, we still did well considering the last couple of years. However, I feel that a rough August really kind of cost us a little bit of yield.
Rough in what way?
Just hot and dry. We missed some rainfall that really could have benefited our yield potential, but nonetheless, still a little above average and better off than we've been the last two years.
What kind of total yields are we expecting? Are you expecting this year?
Overall, I'd say we're going to be a little above average. You know, if we're looking at a state average, a little over 38 to 4,200 pounds, depending on your geography. Well, we've got different market types that we deal with, so it's really hard to pinpoint a number. If we look at the four market types of peanuts we grow in the state, we've got the runner peanuts, which are predominantly used in peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Historically, we've been predominantly a runner market, and those types of peanuts have a higher yield potential due to the competitive nature of different market types, such as Virginias and Spanish. We saw less runners produced this year and more of those other market types, and it's a little more difficult to get a feel for what the overall yield potential of those market types are. But Spanish inherently have a lower yield potential, and your Spanish peanuts are used predominantly for confectionery or in the candy bar market.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.